I'm Shadow with Q102 here in Springfield, Missouri, and you are
Johnny Christ from Avenged
Yeah.
Sevenfold.
That was the first question, so there you go.
I got one right.
So, you know, Johnny, it's been a while since the last album came out, The Stage.
Yeah.
How was vacation?
It was hardly a vacation, I'll put it that way. If that was my vacation, I need another one. Yeah, you know, it's been a while. We released The Stage in 2016, so it's coming up on 6.5, 7 years. And yeah, I mean, we did, I don't know, almost 2 years of cycle for The Stage. Actually, we did do 2 years of cycle for The Stage, touring around the world. After our European run in 2018, unfortunately, our singer, another Shadows, well, he's
yeah.
pure Shadows.
If we get married, I'll be Shadow Shadows.
Now there's a name. Yeah, so you know after that, is unfortunately he had a vocal issue that we had lined up another run with Prophets of Rage through here in North America. We had to cancel that one. As soon as we knew that, basically just came home, and like any other end of cycle, we start talking and figuring out what kind of record we want to make and what kind of challenges we want to give ourselves in order to accomplish something different, as we do more often than not. And we got started right away. I mean, we took maybe 2 months off and then, you know, started writing right away. And it just took a long time. You know, we were writing, and then really realistically from the end of 2018 to the beginning of 2020, we were writing the whole time, just diligently writing this album. And then right when we scheduled our time to start working with Joe Barisi and start actually laying down the record, producing the record, not just demoing it out and all that fun stuff, we started to schedule that. And then the pandemic hit and everything got put on hold. And just like everybody else, you know, just kind of trying to figure out how we're going to navigate the next year or so. And, you know, we had to piece together how we were going to create this record, because there's a lot of stuff on it and we didn't want to compromise any of that just because of something that we think was just going to be a blip in time eventually. And
right.
So why compromise the integrity of our record for something like that when we could just wait? You know, the other part is we had a silver lining in all this. We have young families at home and we've been hitting the road very hard for, you know, 15, 20 years. And it was kind of forceful, but we took a silver lining out of it in being able to be home with our families and friends for a little longer than we usually would be. But yeah, I mean, you know, being able to do what, I guess, a quote unquote normal life would give you in a daily job of like a 9 to 5, and then you still get to go home to your family. You know, when we're out on the road, we're going to be gone for a few weeks at a time, and it's just going to be FaceTime and Zooms with the family for a little bit. You know, they'll come out here and there, but you know, they got school and stuff now. So you take that silver lining in it, but there was hesitation. There was a not hesitation. There's roadblocks along the way that came that were out of our control. Because as I said, I mean, we weren't going to compromise what we wanted to accomplish with this record sonically or other, just because we couldn't get, you know, the orchestra all together in the room that we wanted. It was like, well, you could piece it together. You could record this group on one day, then this group on another. We're like, nope, let's wait till they're done with all those protocols. We'll just wait it out. When everything starts to come back to normal, we'll get back in and we'll finish stuff. While we're waiting for them, we'll be working on stuff, which actually gave us a lot of time to experiment sonically with a lot of stuff while we were laying down this record. So, I mean, it was a long process, but it was a fun one. And I couldn't be happier with it. I mean, as I said, there was a lot of delays, but a lot of silver linings in those delays.
Right. Speaking of the record and the new single, Nobody. So a couple of my musician friends has said that it's going to be a concept album. And then I read, you know, that The Stage was considered a concept album. Now, I'm not a musician. I'm just a music lover. But school me on what the hell is a concept album? What is that? Like, I have no clue what it is.
Yeah, so there's two different rules of thought on that. So, yeah, in some respects, our the stage and our new record, Life Is But a Dream, can be considered concept records, because they very much tell a cohesive story from front to back lyrically. So that could be considered a concept record. Now, when I was a kid and when I think of concept records, I think of something more along the lines of like a Dream Theater, not Metropolis, the other one, Scenes from, Metropolis Part Two, I'm sorry. So a record like that, where not only does it lyrically tell you one long story and it does it one back to back, it also musically ties into itself. You could go to each track and then it comes back to themes. Like there's reinventions of the same part musically. I don't think we've done either one of those things on the last two records, truthfully. But you could surmise some overarching concept lyrically on both records. Like last record, we kind of tackled a little bit more of, you know, just our interests, and M Shadows was really into what was like the beginning of this artificial intelligence and what it would mean. And to understand it, we got to look back at where we came from, maybe, and going into the Big Bang Theory, which is why we have exist at the end of the record, and how it all ties in together with human element and AI. Now, here we are 7 years later, and we got ChatGPT and all these AI programs and everything. And it's like, yeah, we were looking at that stuff a while ago. We're not trendsetters. I mean, there's scientists out there, trendsetters, but we're just musicians that were really interested in it. And then the new concept is more about, you know, human life, absurdism, what it all means, what you prioritize, why you prioritize it, and everyone has their own way. But at the end, we all end up the same way.
That's the second time in a week I've heard the term chat G. What is it? Chat GPT. GPT?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, but I don't know. I was just reading an article about it and how it has to do with marketing or something like that. But maybe I'll jump on that bandwagon a couple weeks down the road.
Do you want me to give you a quick synopsis?
I don't know. Sure.
it's very simple.
What is it?
So it's an artificial intelligence. So the original one is like Google, but more intelligent. So basically, like it will live interact with you with the questions rather than here's a Google search and you go find it. That's a simple version of it. Now there's other programs now where you can put in, you know, a sentence, a text message that you want to send to somebody, but you don't really know how to convey it. You can try to convey it and then it'll rewrite it for you in a better way.
They have AI that's actually like replacing radio DJs. Like that's basically they can just slip into your radio station. They can take phone calls. They can talk about the traffic. They can talk about the weather. They can interview artists. Like wow. I actually did try it out once here in Springfield because I had found the website that did it. So I decided to play it on the air, and it said Springfield. It was like, you know, the weather in Springfield is great, very great today. And here is, I was like, whoa,
I better get
my resume better be updated. That's for damn sure.
People still want people will always still want the human element.
You know, I hope so. So I stalked your Instagram, and I have to say, you and your son are adorable.
Oh, thank you very much.
But let's talk about not the fact that you're a Raiders fan, because we're in Chiefs country, but your podcast. That's right there, Drinks with Johnny.
Yeah, right behind me, yeah.
So what's that all about?
It's a, you know, fun little project I started a few years ago with two of my really good friends who have very different works, or very different jobs rather than I do. But we had a lot of fun creating this stuff. I mean, it kind of started with the Avenged Sevenfold YouTube channel. We were trying to think of content outside of just music to put on there. And I came to the idea that I wanted to have some of our friends that we've toured with over the years come by the house where I'm at right now. I'd make a cocktail, share a conversation with them, and be done with 15-20 minutes. Well, what I found out is it's very hard to get it down to a 15-20 minute conversation when you're sitting in person at someone's house and making cocktails and doing stuff. So each season we just started season 5 of Drinks with Johnny, and each season I've reformatted what I want to accomplish with it. Kind of like making a new record is kind of the way I look at it. So, but over time, we've evolved the show, made it more podcast format at times, and but more conversational. I'm enjoying doing it, like I said, with two really close friends of mine. They're now my co-hosts on it. It's not just me doing it. It's a lot of fun. We make it very conversational. A lot of times I'd go in and do the deep dive podcasting kind of Joe Rogan wannabe-esque kind of thing. But, you know, I still enjoy doing that, especially when it's someone with a long drawn out good story that I'm really interested in their life. And I mean, it's not just musicians. I talk to anyone in the entertainment industry, I say, you know, which includes sports athletes, sports people, you know, fighters, you know, comedians, actors, you name it, and just people with good stories I'll have a conversation with. But yeah, a lot of times it's not as, this season's probably not going to be as inquisitive as I've been in the past with it, just because I want to create, like, I've made a lot of friends doing this show over the last 3 years, and I just want to create that environment of, like, you know, people in the entertainment industry weighing in on topics and having a fun time doing it and just having a roundtable conversation for the most part. We'll get into some serious topics and some deeper dives here and there, but for the most part, it's just like getting to know, you know, myself and whoever my guest is on that at that time.
Is it more video based or audio based?
It's both. Yeah, we started out as a video based thing for Benjamin for YouTube, as I said, but we ended up, as I said, 15, 20 minutes would have been great on Avenged Sevenfold's YouTube channel. But when it started to become, you know, these conversations were going way longer, rightfully so. We were having fun. We were getting into some real stuff. I quickly realized that we need to take it away from there and give it its own thing. So now Drinks with Johnny is on YouTube, has its own own channel. It's been there for a while. And it's available as audio podcast, and you can get that any podcasting platform. And the good thing to do is to have it, I'll plug it right now since we're talking about it.
Yeah, do it.
Subscribe and follow at both places, because there is some content that you could only get on YouTube and some content you could only get on podcast. And then there's like memberships where you could get both. But I mean, that's you have to pay for that. So if you just want to do the free thing, go subscribe to both places. We're talking to a lot of musicians, a lot of people that'll be coming through your town on this and coming through on this rock station and having another interview, I'm sure. But there's also a lot of other fun people that you may not have heard of that I might be able to turn you on to.
Cool. Well, we're running out of time. I just wanted to get to one thing really quick. I'm going to tie you and Avenged Sevenfold kind of back to Springfield, Missouri. Mm-hmm. I have this friend who has done a lot of your artwork. His name is David Frizzell. He worked on, and sorry, I'm going to look down because he's got list of stuff he's done for you guys before. Background art for the audio or for the video, A Little Piece of Heaven, single artwork for Nightmare, tour posters, several t-shirts, and the entire packaging of Book of Nightmares. So, like, kind of just tying you back here to Springfield, Missouri, he's done all this stuff. What I was going to ask is, like, how does that work? And you can just give me the short answer because I know we're running out of time. But like, when you're making decisions on what artwork to use, is that like a band decision, or is that like a management decision, or like, how does that work?
Well, for I don't know how it works for other bands or other artists. I can only speak for ourselves. Everything that we do for this band is a band decision. It doesn't come to management. It doesn't come to the label. It doesn't come to me. They have suggestions, but the buck stops with us is basically what I'm coming to. I'm not familiar with this guy, I'll be honest, because I didn't work directly with him. Zachy is generally our man on the ground with artwork. But if he did the background stuff for the animated Little Piece of Heaven, that also means he must have worked with Rafa. So he might've been brought on from that. Poster work and stuff. So I mean, that again, that could have been second or third hand hiring to bring in on that. So that wasn't someone I would have worked directly with.
Right. He did say that he said he met you like once, and he's like, okay, Probably isn't gonna remember me, but so
I apologize, buddy. Thanks for all the hard work.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. New album, Life Is But a Dream, out June 2nd. Obviously, we're playing Nobody. The two shows that are coming through Missouri is September 25th, Hollywood Casino Amp, and September 26th at the T-Mobile Center, which people can win tickets at Q1021.fm. Thank you, Johnny, so much. Have fun with the rest of your interviews today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.